I can tell you that one of the things that I think that is really key to this, and we're advocating very, very strongly with Congress and the administration, now is the time to invest in infrastructure. You know, over the last few years, we've heard across the board, Republicans, Democrats, the administration, Congress talk about the importance of infrastructure. Number one, to make sure that it's in good operating conditions, modern. We've got a ways to go there from just our road system to the public transit network. But also its ability to create jobs, long-lasting jobs, and jobs of real value. So we believe there's sentiment and support for such an infrastructure investment bill this year. And in my view, now is the best time to do it. So we can infuse those dollars into the economy, get the agencies creating the kinds of projects that will hire construction workers, create jobs as we begin to come out of this economy. So it's a critical force. The other point I would make is that transportation investments do create a lot of economic good and activity. You know, for every dollar that's invested, there's a $5 return. This is what the economists have determined through the studies that have been done. So we're looking at an investment of about $178 billion in transit over the next 5 years that we'd like congressional support for. And that would return over $800 billion in economic activity to the communities. That's the kind of thinking I think that we need and the kind of action that we need to get this economy back up and running again, as we all hope it will very soon.
Are you optimistic that Congress and the White House will be able to come to an agreement as far as infrastructure funding goes?
You know, I'm a glass half full guy. So yes, I am optimistic. I think the facts are so compelling. And this has, again, been something that from a policy standpoint has had general support through Congress and with the administration. In many respects, it's a no-brainer. These are really, really important investments to make in the country's future. And because of the difficulties that we're facing now economically, now is the right time to do it, to help jumpstart this economy. So I'm very hopeful that we'll be able to get this accomplished.